There were plenty of hints today, but no answers on when Iraqis will have a direct election. A powerful Iraqi cleric insists on a national ballot before U.S. authorities hand over sovereignty to Iraq on July 1st. The U.S. wants a vote next year. A U.N. envoy to Iraq said today he backed the cleric's demands but gave no timetable. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The United Nations Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, met for 2 hours with a powerful Shiite cleric who's the leading advocate of early elections in Iraq. The two men held talks in Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani's modest home in Najaf, a holy city for Iraq's majority Shiite community. Brahimi told reporters afterwards he supports Sistani's call for elections 100%, but was less than 100% clear on the timing.
These elections should be well prepared and should be done under proper conditions in order to achieve what al-Sistani and the Iraqi people want.
What al-Sistani wants is an elected government in place before the U.S. hands over sovereignty in 4 months' time. Sistani has enormous influence over the Shiite Muslim community. His calls for elections led to mass organized demonstrations in the past few months. In numbers, U.S. authorities have been unable to ignore. Sistani has rejected the American plan to select legislators chosen by regional caucuses, with a general election put off until next year. U.S. officials and some members of Iraq's appointed governing council say there's no time to organize a general election before the handover in July. Security concerns put elections in doubt, they say. But there seems to be some room for negotiations on all sides. Dr. Hamid al-Bayati, a spokesman for the main Shia political party with close ties to Ayatollah Sistani, said it was up to the United Nations team to decide when Iraq was ready for a vote. A UN report is expected on February 21st.
If the team finds out that we will need more time for the election, we will ask for an alternative in which we can actually consider the view of the Iraqi people.
The view from Washington: officials have signaled the date for the handover of sovereignty could change to accommodate elections. Secretary of State Colin Powell told a congressional hearing yesterday the transfer of power could be delayed. However, in Baghdad, the senior spokesman for the coalition authority said plans were still going ahead for caucuses in all 18 of Iraq's provinces. Dan Sonora sketched out the complicated process that U.S. officials believe will lead to a government to run the country by July 1st.
The date by which the transitional National Assembly must be selected is June 1. And then it's between June 1 and July 1 that transitional National Assembly will elect a government, an executive branch, if you will.
But sources close to Sistani said today these caucuses will not take place. Sistani is against them, and it's unlikely many Shiites will participate without his approval. Late today, the UN special envoy met with a variety of political leaders, including a newly formed Sunni Muslim group of clerics. He's expected to meet Iraq's governing council again tomorrow before leaving the country. But for many Iraqis, the intense political diplomacy over elections was secondary to their concerns over security, after the deaths of more than 100 people in two suicide bombings this week. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.